21st Century Fox could soon be the owner of 42 new television stations. The company is reportedly in talks to bid on Tribune Media, which is a separate company from the print division that owns the Chicago Tribune and the LA Times. The Sinclair Broadcast Group has also made an offer on Tribune Media. Joining us for more is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And tell us more about these potential bidders for Tribune Media, 21st Century Fox and Sinclair Broadcast Group. What do each of them have to gain from buying up more stations?
Well, buying up more stations means you can, you know, certainly in some ways cut backroom costs and try to make more money. Stations have been heretofore, you know, a pretty good way to print cash. You know, there's some pressures on the business, but nonetheless, it's a profitable one. And it also allows the Murdochs to have more control of their own destiny. There are a lot of Fox affiliates in there. Obviously, the owners of Fox affiliates get to negotiate contracts with Murdoch's company to carry his programs. If Sinclair, which is, has an astonishing number of local stations across the country, over 100, 150, and has a bunch of Fox stations, were to add these to their portfolio, they'd have an even stronger hand in negotiating things with the Murdochs. So in some ways, this is an offensive move by the Murdochs to grow, and in some ways, it's a defensive move to protect its territory against Sinclair, which is a powerful force in its own right.
Are there concerns about consolidation in the industry with either of these buyers?
Well, not if you listen to Fox, not if you listen to Sinclair, but sure, there are a lot of consumer advocates who say, look, you're seeing a lot of sameness around the country, and you're also seeing a lot of consolidation, and this would only, in either case, accentuate that. For those who say, oh my goodness, I hope it's Sinclair if they don't like conservatives and they don't like the Murdochs, or I hope it isn't Sinclair because I do like conservatives, I do like the Murdochs. The Sinclair Broadcast ownership, the Smith brothers, who I used to cover when I was reporting in Baltimore Sun, are, if anything, more conservative than Rupert Murdoch and have had implanted that stamp on their national political coverage that is seen in a lot of their stations around the country. So that's an interesting little wrinkle in there as well.
Now, the Murdochs are trying in the UK to take full control of Sky, and we've heard all about how they have to be deemed by the regulator fit and proper. What about in this country? Is there any concern based on all of the allegations against Fox News, the lawsuits against Fox News, that that could stop a deal for Murdoch and 21st Century Fox to buy even more?
You know, there's something somewhat related in terms of how the FCC evaluates each individual local television license and who it's held by. So in each case, people could challenge the Murdoch's control of local stations in front of the FCC when they come up. I've got to say we appear to be entering a fairly deregulatory era when it comes to the FCC and when it comes to the communications business. And I think that if anything, they're looking to lift inhibitions from people to be able to snap up more stations. I think that the Murdochs, you know, in the past, there's been this question of cross-ownership. The same company or family can't control major newspapers and major stations, too many of them in the same market. Their bid for Tribune suggests they think they're going to get away with that in Los Angeles as they have a number of stations there, but also have an interest in taking an eye at the LA Times. As you pointed out in your introduction, technically a separate company at Tribune. Technically, those are held – the newspapers are held by a separate Murdoch enterprise,
right,
at News Corp. But actually, the way the law is previously been interpreted, it's really the common ownership. I think you're going to see deregulation in that regard as well.
That separate company, by the way, we're reminded, is called Trunk. It got a lot of heat for that name, so I'm glad we're able to say it once
well
again.
Deserved.
David Folkenflik, NPR media correspondent, thank you.
You bet.